All right. So the important thing, Internet, is Incredibles 2.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Finally, a movie starring Jack-Jack. Come on, man. Jack-Jack.
The character of Jack-Jack was based on Weirdbeard. Little known fact.
Is that true? I didn't know that fact.
I think we should, I think we should just claim it's true. And you know.
That is that's an extremely little known fact.
I'm curious to see
my royalty checks.
Oh wait, I'm curious to see if this will take off.
That guy that that guy that allegedly is Kramer doesn't get shit either.
Exactly. You have to sue. You have to sue Pixar now.
I'm not going to sue Pixar.
Well, yeah, the problem
that's,
is
that's suing the mouse.
The problem is you sue Pixar, you're suing Disney.
That's right, you're suing the mouse. You don't want to sue the mouse. That's
Disney
worse, that's
hits
worse.
One.
Which means you're suing Steve Jobs' ex or widow. Mrs.
Yeah.
Jobs.
You'd be like Jesse Ventura.
Oh. Yeah. We gotta talk about that one just for a little bit. That is a weird case.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
He doesn't need the PR.
Come on, I'd like to talk about how
he's just a jackass.
He is a jackass. I agree.
Jesse Ventura, scrabbling for relevance.
Yeah. You know, at some
but a,
point...
But a libertarian 9/11 truther jackass.
Him and Ron Paul and...
Is he also one of those guys that doesn't think man walked on the moon?
Probably.
I don't know. Joe Rogan's one of them.
Seth Rogen?
What?
Here's the thing. People who believe the government is capable of pulling off any kind of conspiracy... has obviously never dealt with anybody that works for the government.
Right.
I mean, well, no, they can pull off. They can pull off a conspiracy, but it goes like Fast and Furious or this whole IRS thing.
Well, yeah, they fail miserably.
After their
it'll be well known. They might get away with it. You know, it very well may be that Obama's going to get away with all of this stuff. But as soon as he's out of office and the smoke clears and maybe a couple administrations go by, somebody's going to write a tell-all book. And people are the documents are going to get emailed or mailed to various agencies, and everyone's going to be, you know, safe and sound far away from it. But we'll all know exactly what happened.
You mean like we find out 14 years later that Bill Clinton was bragging about letting Osama bin Laden live?
Yes, exactly like that. At least his creepy wife is running for president. So
yeah.
Or going to run for president, but it's going to get primaried out by a fake Indian.
Pocahontas.
Man, here's the thing. We laugh about that, but who are the Republicans going to run? Because right now they're talking about doing Romney again.
They sure are, because America needs its first fake Indian. That'll be really interesting if she does become president of the whole, like, I mean, at least, you know, President Obama is the first black president. He's only half black, but that counts as far as our racist culture.
I thought Clinton was the first black president.
According to the New Yorker, he was. Whatever. Who the heck was the dude that wrote that article? That's one of those things that just shows how bad things are, is that dude still has work. Probably lucrative work, too.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Oh, speaking of that, I saw this today and I had to throw the link in. They've discovered yet another secret journalist group. Is apparently meeting on a secret Google group.
And by the way, are we starting topics before the music?
Oh, what's that?
No music.
That's right. I haven't played the music yet.
Oh, shit. Here.
Alan
da, 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 da.
Oh, wait. I got to get the...
Hang I'll on. Sing it for you.
It's Thursday, October 75th, 2525. It's the Squirrel Report.
Wasn't there a song that went like that? 25.
Yes, in the year 2525.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, acid-y, late 60s, early 70s.
There we go. Well, shit. Anyway.
It's your fucking score.
Thursday, August 7th, 2014. This is episode 116.
This show has been cussified for your protection.
This is the extra expletive.
I thought Brita was going to make it, but it looks like she's not. So
almost looked like I was going to make it because video games.
Yeah. Number one on the Billboard Top 100.
What?
In the year 2525. It was absolutely fucking horrible bullshit.
Hey, but that's what that dude was singing in the ventilator shaft in Alien 3 before he got killed.
Anyway, next week we've already got a topic for next week because I was going to ask Brita to talk about the Middle Ages, but she's not going to make it to the show tonight, and so next week Brita will talk about the Middle Ages. And we're going to talk about camping.
While I'm camping?
Camping.
And I'll be camping.
And Weird will be camping. And we're going to talk about camping. So we're going to talk about like camping hacks and stuff like that. Like the call in will be, you know, what is your favorite camping hack?
Dude, you're serious?
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be great.
I've been camping like my entire life.
Well, I have too.
Awesome. That's going to be a good show.
Yeah. It'll be a great show.
And I'll be camping.
Sure.
I'll be on assignment.
And Brita will tell us. That's
I'll
right.
actually be at a campground.
One at a time.
Weird will be in the field.
Field report our Weird Bear.
All right. Anyway. I'm really excited now. Let's just talk about the next show. talk about how awesome the next show is going to be for this entire show. How awesome is next week's show going to be?
Oh, man.
Oh, this
214-530-0036.
We are the number one ranked podcast on iTunes because of this.
Because of the hog?
I don't think
tonight is an all hog show.
Does iTunes rank podcasts?
Yes, we're number one.
Oh.
I've never even used iTunes.
Number one in what category?
I know about iTunes like I know about Facebook. People tell me about it.
We're spoken word, Alan.
Number one in...
That's going to be our Grammy. Spoken word. The Squirrel Report. We're all going to have to rent tuxes and go out to Hollywood. Or wherever the fuck they hold that.
Hey, if I get invited to the Grammys, I'm buying a tux. Why not?
I want the powder blue tux from Big.
Yeah, but if you buy one, you won't win.
But that's all right because I'll be wearing.
Secret is to be seen, Alan. Come on.
I'll get a shoulder holster for a PPK and put my Radom P64 in it.
No, the Jennings.
No, not the Jennings.
The Jennings, the 22.
If the lights are really hot, it'll melt it.
Oh man.
Did you ever see that video online of the guys that melted the high point in a cast iron skillet?
Yeah, but some dude killed a bear with a high point.
Well, yeah, it still shoots bullets.
Bears
sometimes.
Yeah, and actually, they don't really jam all that much. They just die after like 500 rounds.
When he gets to Bear Hollow, they're going to be like, oh, you got killed by a human.
Look, High Point, they're not stupid, right? They know their target demographic is never going to shoot 500 rounds out of that gun.
Okay, that's exactly it. If you can afford a case of like 9mm ammo, you know, just to use at the range and not for like, you know, this is my super special, super secret carry ammo.
Right.
You know, you're going to just, you know, save a few more pennies and buy a Glock.
Yep.
Just pick up a nice used Glock. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
I know you can't even say a Smith & Wesson Model 10 anymore because those have gotten stupidly expensive.
Have they? What's a Model 10 going for these days?
They're like between 400 and 500 for like a sad example.
Good Lord. Wow. Why?
Because people started collecting them instead of Colts because Colts are too expensive.
Because they couldn't afford Colts anymore. Yeah.
Colts are fucking insane.
I mean, that's how the collector's market goes, is like you once people really start getting the collector's bug, you know, biting, the price goes way up on that item. And then when the market starts getting ridiculous, people start looking for, all right, what else is there that's kind of like? So, you know, instead of, you know, instead of getting a, you know, a Colt Python, you get a, you know, a Colt a Smith & Wesson registered Magnum sort of idea.
Man, I kicked myself in the ass how many times I passed on Pythons in the 80s that were decently priced. And at the time, I was thinking, yeah, that's nice, but yeah, it's kind of high for a revolver. And it's like, you know, $400. Like, shit.
But $400 in the 80s, you could have bought a moon base for that money.
Well, yeah.
You could have bought enough Coke to get you through the weekend with that kind of money.
Well,
oh wait,
that was you know, that was
you could have bought a beat up Corvette mocked up to look like a Ferrari Daytona.
Well, you could buy a Ruger, like a Ruger Security 6 for, I don't know, $225, something like that.
You still can.
That's scary. I paid $250 for mine in '94.
Yeah, well, the prices didn't change a whole lot. In the 80s.
What's a Security 6 going for these days? It can't be much more than like $350.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but they're not collector's items.
No.
Not like a Python.
No.
Yeah, Ruger just doesn't really have the collectability.
Nope.
It's just, I don't know why.
I know why.
They're darn fine guns.
Well,
I think it's because of the P series. That, or is it, well, fuck a Ruger?
Well, also, it depends on the model of, because I know a lot of people really love the Blackhawks because they're strong as hell, and
yeah,
you could, you know, shoot anything.
That's the same reason why the double actions aren't collectability, because, you know, they've got that added feature of, in a pinch, you can use them as a framing hammer. I would say that's a feature, not a flaw, unless you want to carry the damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're really good for pistol whipping. I mean, let's, you know, look on the bright side. My J-frame, the Snubby from Hell, is terrible for pistol whipping because it's just too light.
Yeah.
It's like beating somebody with a wiffle ball bat. Yep. You're just going to annoy them.
A sweat sock filled with marshmallows.
Yeah. Ping pong balls.
It's a light sack beating.
So, speaking of guns, as he attempts a lame segue.
Yes,
there was a report that there were 200,000 guns.
Oopsie.
Missing in Afghanistan. They just don't know where they are. Can't find them.
Apparently, they confuse Afghanistan for Mexico.
Well, here's the thing, and I think somebody, was it weird that mentioned this? I think it was. The whole, you know, federal government loses guns, and it's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's not just, this isn't just like one that some guy left in the stall of the toilet, right? This is an official,
if you want to know what a pant load is.
Yeah.
It's that many.
Over 200,000 rifles.
Can we just say a quarter of a million?
Yeah.
A quarter of a million is over 200,000.
Yeah, it's 225,000, but this is 203,000.
And figure that they probably dropped a grand on each of those.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Think about how much money they've lost.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, nothing. In fact, probably nobody will even get fired.
Right.
And yet, who was it that... one of the suppliers for who was it? The supplier for Smith & Wesson that just got sent to prison? The CEO got sent to prison?
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of it, though.
Because something like 10 or 15 frames managed to sneak out of the factory and got called destroyed instead of, you know, lost.
Yep. Or what was that? Were they out in Missouri? The guys that were the customers were writing wire N instead of yes or no on the Knicks forum, and they got shut down. I think they managed to fight it, but
oh yeah, remember the whole Reds Trading Post thing?
Yeah, that's Reds Trading Post. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. Is that in Missouri?
I think it was somewhere up there. But it is a ridiculous violation. It's not even a.
Reds Trading Post is in Idaho. Bradley is telling us.
All right, there you go.
And what's the difference between them and Missouri?
It's a paperwork. It's not even a real violation. It's a made up bullshit violation. I mean,
it's a gotcha.
It's not like they were writing the wrong serial numbers on the paperwork or something like that. I mean, and even that should be nothing but like a fine, you know, and a small one at that.
Yeah, unless you're habitually doing it, but just one of those, like, yeah, no.
Clerical
errors happen all the goddamn time.
Oh, yeah. The hello, federal government, the king, the fucking king of clerical errors.
Oh, yeah.
They screw shit up all the damn time.
Oh, yeah. We have those things where the prisoner gets released, like, a year early because somebody hit enter in the wrong, you know, in the wrong field.
How many times do the cops go to the wrong address?
Yep.
Oops. But that's okay.
It's okay. You get to shoot two dogs that way.
Yeah. Even when people die and property is destroyed, but write Y or N instead of yes or no.
It's ridiculous.
And all of a sudden you're now, you know, I mean, they weren't out of business because I think they were suspended for a period of time, but managed to fight it. And
yeah, they did. They fought it and they kept it. But still, it's.
But that's not a victory. That was like someone was talking about in the Northeast Shooters Forum about the gentleman who got his permit downgraded because the wind blew his coat open while he was walking back to his car, and there happened to be a cop standing there and saw that he was carrying a gun. Asked to see his permit. The guy showed his permit. He said, be a little more careful. He says, thank you very much, officer, and then moved on. And then when he renewed his permit, the person said, you allowed your gun to be exposed in public. That expresses bad judgment. Your permit is denied.
Yeah, that's complete bullshit.
Complete bullshit. God.
And now they can take away all of your guns.
Oh, yeah.
Segway!
Speaking of Massachusetts gun laws.
Yeah, well, let me just finish up that point, though, as someone was talking about. Well, he ended up suing and winning, and the lawyer representing the case was a member of the forum, and he said, yeah, but it cost him, like, you know, a gazillion dollars and time away from work and time in court and all of that. If you want to call that a victory, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's one of those, even when you win, you lose in these sort of situations.
Sure. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. So yeah, want to talk about Massachusetts?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, this is
they're touting it as a major win.
Well, in a way it was, because it started off as a very anti-gun bill.
Yeah, I actually concur with Goal in touting this as a victory, because overall the number of good things on this bill are both A, numerous, and B, very good.
And compared to what it started off as.
I mean, it's really corrected a lot of awful things in Massachusetts. Number one, now there's instead of four licenses, there was class A through D licenses. Now there's just the FID and the LTC. The LTCB is gone, which is great, because that was the most screwed up permit ever, because it was... What was it? It was low capacity handguns.
Yeah, and all rifles.
And all rifles. So yeah.
And with the assault weapons ban made permanent en masse, it's kickstand on a tricycle useless.
Right.
Because so you can have a gun that holds 8 rounds, but not 10.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. Yep. So because large capacity is simply stated, though, if there is a greater than 10 round magazine available for that gun in free states, then that's a restricted weapon.
Yeah.
So you need to have at least an LTCA for that one. The B you could have whatever rifle you wanted, but you could have, you know, a revolver or 1911, but you couldn't have a Glock. right. even though the Glock only holds 10 rounds.
And it's not allowed on the approved firearms roster anyway.
Well, I mean, there's Glocks in Massachusetts, as you very well know.
Yeah, but what they stripped out, the parts they got, they stopped from getting passed is pretty amazing.
Yeah, there was going to be a ban on private sales. Right. That was a big one. So
which is ludicrous.
I mean, there's already a let's be honest. There already is a ban on private sales in Massachusetts, but at least you don't have to pay money if, say, on several occasions Jay and I decided to exchange firearms.
Right.
There was no need for money to come out. We just, one of us handed one gun, one of us handed the other gun, and then we just spent a while filling out government paperwork.
Right.
You know, so that sucks. That's stupid. There's no way you can have a gun off paper in Massachusetts.
Right. But every single transaction is registered, and they want it for no private sales.
Yeah. It's
even though the private sales by law are registered.
Well, yep. But the other thing is you know, how do you enforce something like that? You can't. I mean, it's
an add-on as well.
The whole here's the thing is bullshit laws like that are not designed to keep guns away from criminals.
Yes, yeah,
they're exactly. designed to make it such a pain in the ass for law-abiding people to own guns that they just go, ah, fuck it, I don't need one.
Yeah.
It's to chip away at the margin of private gun ownership, private legal gun ownership, and make it a pain in the ass so people don't do it. It has nothing to do with keeping guns out of the hands of criminals.
Sure doesn't. But yeah, also now officially is gone is the bullshit you need a gun license to carry pepper spray.
Yeah.
Again, this is all you know, future tense business because it's
yeah, it still hadn't been signed. I think
it's on the governor's desk, but I would be very, very surprised if he vetoes this one because it's written as a gun control law,
right?
And so,
the police chief's got what they want. They can deny you for an FID.
Yeah, but they have to put it in writing.
Yeah.
They have to put, oh boy.
They also have to approve your permit in 40 days. Guess what? They don't.
Right.
That's true.
What's the penalty for them saying,
well, you have
I don't like him.
You have to go sue him or
well,
something.
Well, yeah, what also goes through is, yeah, there's the whole lawsuit thing, which that actually I see working very, very well because there's a whole ton of people living in restricted. I mean, you don't come and live in Massachusetts just for the fun of it. You come and live in Massachusetts because there's a lot of lucrative careers here. That's why I'm here. I'd absolutely positively love to be living in Maine or New Hampshire or someplace that doesn't have snow.
Right.
But that's just not the case. I live in Massachusetts because most of my family lives in Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire, and therefore I want to be close to my family but also be able to get good work.
Yeah.
And I can't get good work in Maine, so I live here in Massachusetts. Well, since I can get good work here in Massachusetts, that means I've got disposable income. And in my case, I blow it all on guns. But if somebody who really likes guns but won't allowed to have guns, they're going to blow it all on court fees.
Yep.
Because fuck you.
Because, well, somebody's going to do it.
And eventually those court cases are going to pile up enough that there will be a potential. I'm not going to hold my breath, but there will be a potential for action moving forward on that. On just the look at what a waste of time this is. Hell, maybe even the police might get behind it because they're like, oh, we're sick of dealing with this stuff. Or they'll just go shall issue.
I think it's actually that may be the hidden Trojan horse in this bill.
Oh yeah,
because
on top of that is I was just thinking about it. Well, what if you go to? I mean, you know, let's talk about the city of Boston, where the chief of police there is on record saying that you know no one needs to own a rifle or a shotgun in the city of Boston. Right. So therefore, if you already had handguns,
so nobody needs a firearm in Boston. That's what the chief of police in Boston said.
Right.
Yep. So
you know, fuck your Second Amendment. Fuck you.
Well, that's the thing.
Fuck the Constitution.
Is now that they have to put the denial in writing, and you can appeal it to the court. There's a potential to overturn all that shit.
Well, and especially, well, and that's where I'm getting with the real silver lining is, okay, so you're, let's say you live in Boston and you say, okay, I want to get my, you know, I want to get my license. And they say, all right, well, we're not going to, you know, I want to get my LTC. Well, we're not going to issue you an LTC because we're Boston. Well, okay, then, so I'll apply for my FID. Well, we're not going to issue that either. And, right. Okay, I'm going to take you to court. Super liberal, ultra padded Boston court comes in and says, oh, yeah, no, the police say you don't need to have a gun, so therefore you don't need to have a gun. We respect their authority. We, you know, we respect their opinion on firearms. So, no, we're going to issue that. So then it gets appealed. And that's when suddenly someone plays the Alan Gura summoning whistle.
That's right.
This is absolutely positively a, you cast summon Alan Gura.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
May God have mercy on your soul.
And they'll run right smack into Heller and McDonald.
Exactly. And then that'll help out with the whole thing. Well, also an interesting thing with Heller and McDonald is one of the bad things in this bill, again, I see this also as a Trojan horse, is that there's increased penalties for violation of safe storage, which is fucking illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's been ruled as unconstitutional, and they just doubled down on it.
Yep.
Oh, that's bad news.
Well, that somebody's going to sue over that too.
It was already done once. I actually thought that the LTC, the safe storage laws, were going to get struck down as soon as McDonald was decided, because there was a court case that happened just after Heller, within months after Heller. And it was a police officer who got charged because his kid picked up his gun that he had set down on the coffee table, pointed at somebody else and pulled the trigger, and that person called the cops, and they he said, yeah, the kid grabbed the gun, but it was unloaded at the time. I just got done cleaning it, sort of idea. And so the only thing they charged him with was violation of the safe storage laws. And so he sued. I think it went up. Did it go up to the Mass Supreme Court, Jay?
I believe so.
And yeah, I think
that's shot down. No, that's right. They sent it. They threw the case out. So he faced no penalty. Because only once.
Yeah. Well, and that's how they stopped it from going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, exactly.
But the last ruling for it was, at this time, it's Massachusetts law that the gun needs to be locked up if it's not in your direct control. It was obviously not in your direct control if the kid was able to get a hold of it. And since Heller and McDonald was cited in the case, and they said, well, since Heller and McDonald hasn't been ratified to the states, right, therefore this ruling does not apply to Massachusetts.
Yeah, they dodged the bullet.
It was written right in there that as soon as McDonald got ruled upon, suddenly Massachusetts safe storage laws is written into the laws as being illegal, because the judge admitted, yes, it's unconstitutional, you know, if you are, you know, unincorporated, or I don't even know what the, or just DC in general. I don't even know how Heller actually is read under those terms. But again, now that McDonald's going through, now safe storage is completely illegal under no circumstances and recognized by the Massachusetts courts. It just hasn't been tried yet. So the moment somebody gets, I think it'll be actually probably go like the pepper spray laws. People get caught with pepper spray without the FID all the time, and nobody ever charges for it because they know that the moment they do that, as soon as it starts becoming a court case, they're going to lose their little intimidation factor. Same thing goes with the ammunition possession. They tag it onto gangbangers as an extra way to pad out the sentence. But when it comes to say that kid that brought a spent blank back to his school for show and tell after seeing a Memorial Day salute, he just got suspended from school for bringing bad things into school, and it was entirely civil. And he was never charged with the felony possession of ammunition components.
Right.
Because they knew. They did the math. They said, oh, we could put this kid in jail. yeah, do you want to put that kid in jail? Because that is a perfect case to get this law thrown out.
And yeah, there's no way they could have won that one.
And again, it shows that the laws are nobody actually cares about the laws. The whole purpose of the law is to get somebody who's thinking about owning a gun to go, that's a lot of bother.
That's exactly right.
And it's very successful. I've seen it happen a bunch of times. I've taken people for their first trip to the range. And these are people that are, you know, some of them are very well-to-do people. And they've said, oh, man, that was really cool. How much does a gun like this go for?
Yeah.
Well, this one goes for, so many $100 and all that. And they go, oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's a reasonable price. I could swing that. What, anything else you have to do? And then I start telling them a permit process. And they go, I'll just call you when I want to go to the range.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those, ugh. But I don't blame them. It's a royal pain in the ass to get your gun permit. That's the reason why people in Massachusetts either own no guns or they own a gazillion guns.
Well, yeah, because once you've jumped through the hoop of all that, you might as well get a lot of them. Cause
also, it's
you're dedicated.
Yep.
And well, and also, it's also makes absolutely no sense if you've got like a $150 Mossberg shotgun sitting in your closet and you need to have your FID for that. It's not worthwhile paying $100 every 5 years to keep renewing that thing just so you can keep that shotgun in your closet. No, you're going to buy it some friends.
Yep.
Well, the ones that have just the one shotgun.
Because they like friends. Guns are very social creatures. They like
hanging out. Yes, they are. Weird missed the big social event.
I did miss the big social event. I was looking after babies. I saw the video online, though. Holy crap.
Yeah, I saw the one with Nancy and her. Was that a flintlock or a matchlock? I couldn't tell.
That is a Brown Bess musket.
Oh, nice.
It's 90 feet long.
90 feet long.
what was hilarious is in the time lapse video that I saw, when it seemed like Nancy was standing still just loading that flintlock as people were running around with ARs around her because it was time-lapse. So it was just Nancy loading the smoke pole and standing there with the smoke pole. And then, a guy will run up with a pistol. Guy will run up with an AR.
That video is just dying for the Yakety Sax treatment.
Would not surprise me in the least.
Do they still have that link up where you can put any video you want from YouTube?
Oh, I'm sure. The Hill of Fire.
Yes. All right, it needs to be done.
Yeah, I think the one I put up with the armadillo is still up there. They didn't kill it.
Oh, because you used Yakety Sax?
Yeah. I think YouTube, they don't care because if it exceeds a certain amount of time or something like that, they just tack on a royalty or something.
I don't even know what you're talking about now.
Well, because it's some deal they struck with YouTube. Remember back when YouTube first got it started, remember they were getting sued left and right all the time for everything? And they were, it was like every video that anybody posted got hit with a takedown notice. And they finally worked out a deal with whoever, ASCAP or whoever the hell it is licenses music. But if they discover a video that's like commercially infringing, they don't bother taking it down anymore. They just have it be like a revenue thing to whoever wrote the song.
For the Google revenue,
right?
I gotcha. They get a piece of that sweet Google money.
Yeah.
Which for your El Armadillo video, they get precisely dick.
Yeah, like six people have seen it.
Hey man, but I thumbs up that shit.
Did you? All right.
I sure did. Because El Armadillo. I do hope that
they don't go after Dancing Alan.
Yeah. Well.
I don't even know if that whatever that piece of shit he's dancing to is copyrighted.
I don't think it
1
is.
1 million views.
It is not.
It is true. It is 1 trillion views. It's actually more viewed and have as many thumbs up as the Friday video does has thumbs down.
Oh. This is not true.
This is absolute true story.
Weird lies.
So, hey, I'm Jack-Jack.
That's right. Yeah, the character of Jack-Jack.
Which reality do you want to live in, Alan?
From the Incredibles is based on Weird Beard.
That's right. True story.
We are officially starting that.
Yes.
I'm not sure your reality is good for anyone but you.
It's pretty awesome, I got to say. Come on in. The water's fine. All right, next topic.
Oh,
we got a lot of them.
Damn. Yeah, we got. Let's do the one where the Obama administration got taken in by the fake, Hamas thing.
Oh, where they staged the entire attack.
Oh yeah, because we can start because this is like. You see this all the time where people try to stage this shit and dumbasses fall for it. And it happened, you know, it's like they'll be a, like, for, was.
Green Helmet Guy?
Which one was I looking at here?
Because there was Green Helmet Guy.
Yeah, the Green Helmet. Well, in this particular thing, there was like some kind of shelling thing. And so then they drag these bodies out to the thing and like, and they do these staged, you know, thing where they like set up a scene or something, and they in the Middle East, apparently there are no valid authentic photographs that come out of the Middle East. I'm convinced they're all fake and they're all staged.
Would not surprise me a bit.
And it's all bullshit. Like there was one.
No. The woman that was holding up the unfired and commercial.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That was a legitimate photograph. The only reason why it was a legitimate photograph was because it was staged too much. The photographer and the person putting on the ruse was was too dumb for their own good. So that was a legitimate photograph coming out of the Middle East.
That was funny. These bullets hit my house. Yeah.
About that.
It's like in Portal 2.
But you know, people have done that in the US. I've seen that several times with people that like live near a shooting range and they're like
in Massachusetts, somebody threw a fistful of a fistful of 22 into their rain gutter.
Yeah.
And called the cops and said, yeah, I was hearing bullets hit my house. It was somewhere up high.
Yeah.
There was a gun range nearby and they were sick. They bought a house for cheap because it was near an active rifle range.
Yep.
And then they decided, no, I'd just like to have the house for cheap and have it be like a house that would be twice the cost of this one. And so they, which I don't get because
I would pay extra to live next door to a rifle.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh, like you're kidding? I'm next door to a gun range.
In fact, I'm surprised people don't do that. You know, because there was for a long time they had these. They don't do it so much anymore because it's the liability is crazy. But remember, they used to do these developments where they'd put like a long runway, and then they lined the sides with houses that had like a driveway to a hangar, and then they'd sell them to pilots and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
I missed that one.
Oh yeah, that's very common.
A super common one is the homes built around golf courses.
Well, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why can't you do the same thing to a range? That would be fucking incredible.
Oh, yeah. Have all the houses in a big circle.
Yeah.
With like a giant bunker in the middle.
And you could burn the shit out of it, and it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You could sit on your front porch.
Yeah.
And fire into the berm.
Exactly.
That would be all. That's it. Our compound is going to.
Yes, happen. Exactly. It'd be. Yep. It'd be great. So and then shooting bays in the middle, and it'd be awesome.
No, you know what else you do? Connect basements.
Ooh.
With tubes. I guarantee you, there'd be no looting in that neighborhood.
But yeah, when the wife and I were house hunting, we didn't do it because it was a condo. But there's a condo development right next door to Mass Rifle.
Oh, that's right.
Association, and we looked at them, and they're nice condos. And that was one of the things of like, it was a condo, and we just decided just to look at it, just to kind of see, And one of the things I was like, it is like I could walk to the range. I may have to drive at some point because ammo and guns are heavy.
Right.
But
oh, overall, that's where you get like a little golf cart or something to oh, like trundle over to the range in your.
Oh man, yeah, see? That'd be the. I drive it right up to the 200-yard range.
Yeah.
And park it there, so I don't have to. So I don't have to walk to change my targets.
There's, yeah. See.
Oh.
Now you're thinking.
Oh my god! But yeah, except it was condos and they were small. They were good prices and they were good. And it's so funny. The realtor is like, just so you know, I have to disclose to everyone viewing the units that there's an active rifle range near the place. And I've said, oh yeah, I'm a member. It's my active rifle range.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the fake photos. There was one I saw today that was like a shot up blackboard, and some kid standing in front of it, writing something in English.
Oh yeah.
And I think I saw it on Ace of Spades. Anyway, it was funny because it was like a blatantly staged photograph, right? And yet it was portrayed. You know, it's like what the fuck is a kid doing trying to write on a chalkboard that's all shot up with bullet holes in it? You know, it's not like he's in school. It's not like they're trying to have a class in this shot up school. It's completely fake.
They want you to draw the conclusion that he was in his classroom studying English when all of a sudden the evil Jews just started shooting it up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's just
which is about as likely as the U.S. government actually staging a successful conspiracy.
To be fair, it could be legitimate. There, it could be Hamas's training range is located in an elementary school.
Well, that's possible.
I mean, they keep their bunkers in apartment complexes and stuff like that, and they launch their rockets off the roofs of them. So why not? They put all their good stuff in sensitive areas and go, oh, they blew up your mosque. Your mosque or your staging base?
Yeah. Yeah, that whole place is screwed up. There's a no-win situation there.
What I want to know is, you know, why doesn't Israel just like take it back and say, see, this is why you can't have nice things and just be done with it.
You know why?
Why?
Because this is where it gets weird. None of those other Arab countries will allow the Palestinians to come into their country.
Yep. Well, why would you?
Well, look at all the trouble the Egyptians have with them. The Egyptians are like, fuck those dudes, man. They're fucking crazy. The Egyptians don't want them. The Syrians won't even let them come in. It's that's why they sit there on the Gaza Strip and you know, because nobody wants them. Nobody will let them go anywhere else.
You know, what's really hilarious is if you read the Bible. Guess what? Jordan and Syria are referred to as the Philistine. Philistine territories. it's one of those, like, I don't get why they're fighting over Israel, because Palestine's historically is a great big place, and they already have their Muslim theocracies.
Well, the problem is that it's the Jews have Israel.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's the problem.
They keep saying that they want their homeland, but they don't want the homeland.
They just want the Jews dead.
They just don't want their homeland. They just want a world free of Jews.
Right.
Which is just a nice sentiment.
But what the funny thing is in that part of the country, if they got their wish, and they could wave the magic wand and all the Jews would die, they would immediately go pick on somebody else. You know, the Sunnis would try to kill the Shiites. I mean, there's no end of, you know, the.
Yep.
You know,
which is really hilarious, since we have the whole like Middle Eastern thing, and so many people just say, oh, Middle Eastern is an Arab, but you know, try calling a Persian an Arab.
Yeah. Well, they're not. That's the thing.
That's like calling an American a Canadian. But worse.
it's a lot worse.
A lot worse, because I won't cut somebody's head off for calling me Canadian.
Yeah.
Which I have been called Canadian on many instances.
Well, you kind of look Canadian. You know, you get that whole hinged jaw thing that opens up.
Yeah, dude, it's true. Fuck you. Nobody likes you. Oh, Terrence and Philip.
Fuck you, Canada. Oh, man. I love that show.
It's a pretty good show.
Anyway, hey, what happened to Jay?
I don't know. Is Jay, did he disconnect?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at Skype.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Oh, he says his internet broke.
We lost Jay.
Jay, you're still destroying. I thought Free State internet was like still worked. It worked until Jay moved there.
Jay killed the internet.
Fucking Jay.
I broke my internet.
Yeah, you did.
I'm blaming my son.
That's
you know cool.
Him and his damn PlayStation.
You know who I blame,
those
Jay?
Those video games.
I blame brown people.
That Frogger will be the death of the internet yet.
Oh, I love me some Frogger.
I still love that game.
I got a gun death file where I reference Frogger. I think it'll be showing up or not, because what the hell is with WordPress with the missed schedule?
I don't know.
I write something like, it doesn't happen all the time, but it's like ever so often I'll like look to see, like, I mean, all the gun death files I write, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, and I do like, you know, five or six of them at a time, sometimes more. Sometimes I'll do a whole month in one evening and just set them all up so that they syndicate and they just come up live at 5 a.m. every morning. And then some mornings I'll look and there'll be no update. And I'll be like, why is there no update? And I'll scroll through the, or even better, like I'll be on vacation and I'll come back and I'll, or like a month later, I'll be looking and there'll be, you know, I'll be realized that there's a post that says missed schedule. Well, if it's able to label it missed schedule, why doesn't it just go, oh, ta-da, never mind. I made a mistake. Here it is.
Are you on WordPress.com or are you on your own?
My own.
Okay.
Is that something that I can address with my webmaster?
It may have something to do with timing, or
I don't know. I will talk to Baron.
Yeah.
Maybe he listens. Why doesn't he listen? Baron's got to listen.
Because I've never had any trouble like that with my WordPress.
Well, I mean, Alan, how many posts have you done like in your entire life? I do more posts in an afternoon than you've done in your entire history of snarky.
Blogging is dead, Alan.
Well,
I don't know if you would be the benchmark. No offense, but
hey, I posted a blog post just yesterday.
You did two in the same month.
It's shocking. I know.
Did it hurt?
No, not really.
When you fell from heaven, Alan?
Did you need to go lay down?
You know, here's the thing. I am so fucking tired of this clickbait shit. I declared, you know, sudden death on clickbait. It's like if I see a clickbait headline, I'm blacklisting your site, the whole damn site. I don't care. The whole it's ridiculous. It's, you know, you won't believe what happened next. Here's the top, you know. The shocking whatever, you know, it's you won't, yeah, you know, I just,
The 10 horrible mistakes people, no, sorry, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Done.
I got a big case of nope.
In fact, I wrote an email to the ad block people. And I was like, you know, ad block works really great on ads. Do a clickbait block.
Yeah. If you've got the words one simple trick, I want it gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. eat this and lose weight.
Yeah.
Yes. The blank that blank doesn't want you to know.
Yeah.
That just that algorithm. Yep.
Anything that talks about the Mayans. There's a whole bunch of the Mayans knew about this now I know about it, so I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
The one blank your blank doesn't want you to know is afraid you'll find out. Blah 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 blah.
And they're doing these, you know, it's like they're writing these things to get you. It's I don't know. And then you click on it, and it's like, oh fuck. It's like you got Rickrolled. I mean, it's just
yes.
You're expecting something interesting, and it's just crap.
No, that's stupidity. By the way, where the hell is everybody calling? Is it because Brita's not here?
It must be.
Yeah.
They hate us.
Screw you guys.
Mike W, call up.
Yep.
I see you in chat. You got a whole lot to type. Pick up your damn phone. Let your fingers do your walking, motherfucker.
Where's our MDev? Damn it.
Yeah.
Where is MDev?
On my original blog, I have 2,826 posts.
Oh, we gotta start measuring dicks. All right.
You asked.
Well, yeah. So I'm going there right now.
I'm sure you've posted a lot more than me because you're insane.
Let's see. 7,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
It'll be 7,100 by the time I'm back from vacation.
But I like haven't posted anything in like 2 years.
Yeah, Alan's taking a bit of a break.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, if you post twice in the same month, you need to go to the comfy couch and lay down.
It's funny.
Fall asleep like Dagwood.
I have one post. Oh, I had two posts in one day.
On the
5th, right?
Alan, do you sleep if you sleep on the couch, do you sleep in that exact Dagwood position?
No.
He only sleeps one sandwich.
Let's
do you even sleep on a couch, or is it too uncomfortable for your aging back?
Wow. No, I have a very comfy couch.
He doesn't have to sleep on the couch, weird.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's nobody to kick me out of my bed.
Hey, neither does we're talking about Dagwood, not Andy Capp. He could always snuggle up in bed next to his hot blonde wife, but you know, after that big healthy sandwich, he had to rest.
I don't think Alan's residence is big enough that he needs to rest between rooms.
No.
I don't know. Alan's pretty old.
Hey.
He's not what he used to be. Sometimes it's just hard to get the tennis balls and the walker to slide across the carpet enough to get into the bedroom.
Just because he remembers the 80s, and I mean the 1880s.
I have a tile floor.
Okay, so it's good. It's good for the tennis balls.
Those tennis balls slide right across the thing, especially when I wax it real good.
Oh dear Lord!
You don't want to wax it real good because you could slip and break your artificial hip.
No. His hip is the strongest part of his body.
That's right.
It's like titanium shit.
You could break that one hip that didn't get shot off in WW2.
You know. It's
in the trenches between Alsace and Lorraine.
That's right. Back when you were doing mercenary work for Austria-Hungary.
Yeah, the
his avenging Gavrilo Princip.
The 8mm bullet in the hip didn't hurt near as bad as those fucking mustard gas burns in my lungs.
As much as those sawtooth bayonets.
That's right.
Oh, Alan, you are so fucking old.
The burns from trying to get the show shot going.
That's right. those matchlocks are hell, man, I tell you.
But at least they were better than the Arquibi, right? that you had to use in basic.
You know, I got to tell you, there's a lot to be said for a good Gladius.
And of course, by Gladius, he means the fact that Gladius was the Roman slang term for erect penis.
No, hey. Gladius was his drill instructor.
All right.
When you're in combat, go for the fast kill. Here, here, and here. If you can't go for the fast kill, go for the slow kill. Here, here, and here.
What is your major malfunction, Alanis?
We have veered so far off the rails.
What? I was quoting Spartacus. That's my favorite scene in Spartacus is the discussing of the vital parts where he's slapping paint all over Kirk Douglas.
Do you like to watch Gladiator movies, weird?
I do like to watch Gladiator movies. You want to come over?
No.
And I have seen a grown man naked, and his name may be Jay.
Maybe nothing.
But his name isn't really Jay. Jay is just an alias.
I'm not going to judge.
It's an AKA.
Yes.
Oh shit! I
have to use my AKA.
All right, 6 more minutes. Come on, we can do it.
You know, no fucking calls. We've gone an entire hour without calls. What the fuck? Somebody pick up the goddamn fucking phone. This is a call-in show. Alan pays extra money for his PB&J or whatever the hell it's called, his magic elf box that he has stuck to a light pole. He's got his ham radio antenna outside. Do you have a ham radio antenna on your apartment?
I do not.
So you're just perfectly content with something as new school as IRC?
Because
ham radio is the IRC for the real hipsters. Is ham radio the IRC for the real hipsters?
No, not really.
No, teletype. That's the IRC for the real hipsters.
I'm trying to.
Do you know Morse code, Alan?
I used to.
That little ticker comes out.
I had to pass a code test back when I got my license.
Can you fax me an internet?
You don't need it anymore.
But could you fax me an internet?
I cannot.
No, print it out so you can read it.
Yeah, I'll print the internet out for you.
Mike, call up and talk about your 25 ACP. I want to know about it, but I don't want to read about it because reading is hard. I didn't come here to read a book.
You know, I keep forgetting we have the chat. I don't even look at it.
I do. I keep an eye on chat.
Okay.
Nancy, call up. Come on, somebody.
I got too much going on.
You're gonna do one show. What's that call bank looking like, Alan?
It's looking. Well, let me see.
Just waiting for that phone to ring. One ringy dingy.
Yes, there's going to be a book club as soon as we get our act together and figure it out. Murgatroyd asked.
Well, he asked in chat, not in call.
Yeah, nobody's calling. 214-530-0036.
They read it slower so they can really get it in there.
214. Dash. And the dash be silent. 530-0036.
That'd be 00. Don't type the letter O.
That's right.
And make sure it is cap sensitive. So that's lowercase 5.
Hey, look, somebody's calling.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, it's from Terminal, Texas.
The call hits Cosmo.
Area code 432. Hello.
I figured I'd give you guys a mercy call.
All right.
Mercy call. Okay, that's true. The shoe fits.
Who is this?
Aaron.
Aaron. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I have to say, I'm one of those. I'm a Texan. I have to give a little mercy out.
There we go.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for moving closer.
So which one of our topics did you like the most, or which topic do you want to just completely throw at us?
What?
You have 1 minute.
You know,
he's throwing money.
Oh, throwing money? They like it? As long as they're not throwing lead.
Where to wear a G-string? Surprisingly cheap.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go since I've given you your mercy.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was brutal. That was almost worse than no call at all.
Yeah, that'd be like, I've never been kissed, and the person just comes up and kisses you.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's are you going to get into this?
Oh. Oh, look. It's 8:59.
We're on that clock.
Early.
We're gonna take a knee.
Yeah.
I actually used a football term. Evidently, there's a game on right now.
It ended with a whimper, not with a bang. So anyway, next week, Breida will be back. Maybe.
Yes, save your listening for next week.
Yeah, somebody will call in. We're going to talk about camping hacks because it's cool.
And I'll be sleeping in a platform tent because I am a camping hack.
That's a good hack. Right?
You mean like a wood platform with big sides and stuff?
With a metal frame bed in it?
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I was in Boy Scouts, and, you know, we hiked and camped all over the place. And, you know, it was like, you know, a sleeping bag on the ground maybe a little tent. And honestly, I got no interest in camping like that anymore. If I go camping again, I want the African safari style camping where I have, you know, a whole bunch of porters to carry all my shit and, you know, set up the giant tent with the furniture and, you know, that's what I want.
That's pretty much how I'm going to be camping next week.
Yep.
Except for I'm going to have to carry the non-furniture shit into the tent.
Oh, well.
And there'll be sleeping bags because they're easier than blankets. But there will be blankets in the tent, but they're just crappy.
Yeah. I don't go for metal. Well, I guess technically it is a metal frame. Never mind. We have cots. We have one, like, 9x7 dome tent that will fit two cots perfectly.
Nice.
It's really sweet.
All right, so next week we're talking camping.
Alan, okay. Yep, I'll save it for next week.
Show is going downhill.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. Good night. Good night, Internet.
But trust me, this one sucked, but next week's going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't happen like this all the time, baby.
All right, bye, everybody.
I don't know what happened. It's never happened before.
Don't worry, Jay. We can just cuddle.